Black Guns Matter founder, Governor Blackface is pushing tyrannical and racist gun control policies. By Robert Krajcik on January 21, 2020. Major Turay, founder of Black Guns Matter, told Breitbart News on Monday that Governor Ralph Northam's DBA, gun control proposals, including gun confiscation orders, criminalization of private gun sales, and an assault weapons ban, are tyrannical, offering his remarks in an interview on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Tonight with host Rebecca Mansour and special guest host Sonny Johnson. We're firearm safety training and conflict resolution organization, said Turay of Black Guns Matter, and what we're doing in urban centers across the country is informing a demographic that has been left out of the Second Amendment conversation. And that's what created the spaces where that false narrative of the Second Amendment is only for old white dudes has been able to persist, and so, we've pushed back against that narrative with actual work. That's what we do all across the nation. Listen. Turay organizes and directs educational events across America regarding gun rights and gun responsibilities, noted Johnson. Turay said, "We can complain, but we actually just have to keep doing more. We've got to do more with less, sometimes. We've got to do more with more. If somebody wants to give us a platform to talk about our work, things of that nature, it doesn't matter if I'm running for city council at the same time. The human body's designed to deal with stress, and that's just what we have to do if we actually want to get free and have more liberation." The history of gun control in America has been very, extremely, racist from the beginning, remarked Turay. It was designed, in Virginia, ironically, and created to make sure people do not have the means to defend themselves. That's what gun control is designed to do. It doesn't make us safer. It doesn't make us more responsible. It doesn't make us more informed. Turay continued, "You have a state like Virginia. They're just throwing a Hail Mary attempt. They've got a very egotistical and confident governor that has been caught in a scandal with blackface, talking about eugenics and infanticide, and he hasn't been taken out of his seat. So because of that, he thought, okay, I can throw a Hail Mary. What we saw in response was that do not comply energy, even though generally, gun owners are very respectful and responsible individuals," said Turay of Monday's rally in Richmond, Virginia, supporting the Second Amendment. "What we're seeing is people say, do not comply, because that is a violation of our Second Amendment and human right to keep and bear arms. So we are not going to comply with that." Turay went on, "But at the same time, what we're not going to do is create a space where we look like we're just these reckless, irresponsible, gonna break the law people. Our duty is to resist tyranny. Our obligation is to defy and not comply with unjust laws." SB 64, Senate Bill 64, and what Governor Blackface down there in Virginia is trying to do is very tyrannical. It's our job to make sure we're showing the general public that, hey, we're not wild and out here, but at the same time, we're resisting unjustifiable, very racist practices in the form of gun control. Turay contrasted the approaches of Second Amendment defenders with Black Lives Matter activists. "That's why the conversation is more about non-compliance. We will not comply, education on legislation more so than this take a knee, submit, hands up don't shoot type vibe," Turay explained. "As Americans, we tend to not sow the submissive thing very, very well, and we shouldn't. Non-white minorities are disproportionately impacted by policies eroding Second Amendment rights," Turay stated. "Gun control disproportionately affects melanin beings across the country tremendously," said Turay. "We're not talking about thugs and gangs killing people, robbing, raping, and all that. We're talking about people who might live in a rough neighborhood to have a firearm to protect themselves, even though the rules are designed to make sure they don't have the ability to protect themselves." Turay continued, "If you have a firearm to do that and you get caught with it, now you're labeled a felon. You've got the scarlet letter on you for the rest of life. Now you've got that gray cloud hanging over you where you're like, okay, I'm in a rough neighborhood. I want to defend myself, but I can't, because of some arbitrary statute that is in direct violation of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights of the United States of America, which in essence makes it unjustifiable in the first place." Black Guns Matter seeks to educate and inform Americans of the Second Amendment's purpose, Turay added. Our job at Black Guns Matter is to educate and inform those urban centers which have high concentrations of people, melanin beings, to make them have that understanding as well, so they cannot comply with unjust laws. Ture went on, we are targeted, affected. From the inception to the origin, to the manifestation of gun control. It was designed, specifically, to stop people of color from having the means to defend themselves. Johnson invited Ture's definition of liberty. My definition of liberty is you having the right to believe what you want to believe, replied Ture. But that belief, it doesn't become liberty until you have the means to defend those beliefs from people that would or could stop you from exercising those beliefs. That's what liberty is. If you believe in something, on Wednesdays, I want to slather myself with butter. That's what you believe in, cool, you have the right to do that, you are free to do that. Now, somebody feels like you shouldn't be able to do that in the privacy of your own home, and they would have arms to stop you from slathering yourself up with butter, then that's not actually liberty. That's actually slavery. You don't have the means to do the things that you want and then defend them from people that would stop you. Ture declared, you have to have the means to defend your beliefs. Having arms, or firearms, is the superior means to defend your value systems and your views and the things you believe in. Our job is to make sure that your government is out of our way. The government be as minimal as possible. In interacting with the people to protect and defend our human rights as stated and codified in the Bill of Rights. And that's how the structure of this matrix called the United States of America is fundamentally created, determined Ture. Ture concluded, they will now try to have people, especially these urban demographics, feeling like, that's not the case. That's not what they're for. We're supposed to do what the government tells us, and that's the furthest thing from the truth. It's definitely the furthest thing from my reality. Breitbart News Tonight broadcasts live on Sirius XM Patriot Channel 125 weeknights from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern or 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific. Follow Robert Krajcik on Twitter at @RKrajcik.